for watching this presentation. Wish I could do this live with everyone else on the Market Wizards presentation list. However, I'm not able to make it today, but wanted to do a presentation on TrendSpider, how you can use TrendSpider and how it gets you to really look at the markets in a new perspective and gives you an edge that you're likely not going to have using other platforms. And we'll go over a couple different ways you can do this. The first way is really the automation side of the platform, which is mostly a function of trend lines and Fibonacci levels. So this is a layer in the platform that allows you to see things in a way that you may have not seen them before without having to take away the discretionary side of your analysis. So in this case, I have SPY pulled up, and what I'll do is I'll just touch on these automation features at first and then go into another layer of the platform once we've drawn some trend lines on the chart. So if I turn on the trends button here, you'll see that these different trend lines pop up. And this is recorded on Friday, so you can see we're absolutely tanking here in the markets, and could be an interesting next week or two, or even longer at this point. But what I wanted to focus on is the ability to really see the market in a different perspective using the automated trend lines. And they're a function of a couple things. One, when did the system actually last look at the candles and draw these trend lines? In this case, SPY, for the SPY chart, we drew these candles on December 9th. So if I go and refresh and lock, you'll see these different trend lines pop up, and we're looking at something slightly different now. And you'll see there's a couple different ways to look at this. Somebody may look at this broadening formation here. So I'm just double clicking these lines and then turning off trends. And then I have a clean chart with these two lines that I locked in. Someone else may not look at that as their perspective. You can turn on trends again. Let's say I want to lock in this more or less of a channel here, and then I can turn off trends and we have another perspective. And so you can see that even though there is some automation on this side of things, you still have the discretion to go in and choose which trend lines you want to lock in. Maybe I wanted to highlight this particular area, but maybe I also wanted to maybe highlight this middle trend line here that's kind of acting as a line of best fit or kind of for like a linear type channel here. And then from there, I can go and I can create alerts on any of these lines, any of these moving averages, if I put any on the chart, Bollinger Bands. So what you can do with the platform is, one, draw these areas out, but then two, you can create alerts on them so you don't have to stare at the chart the whole day. You're able to go in and you're able to actually do this with the ease of a simple right click. So notice here, if I want to maybe be alerted when the price action gets down to this lower trend line, which based on the market looking the way it is, highly likely. So just right click, create an alert at this line, and then I can add sensitivity. So maybe I don't think we're going to get all the way down to 363. What I can do is I can add sensitivity around these lines, and I can essentially have a zone rather than just a precise price point that I'm wanting to be alerted at. So in this case, maybe I want the sensitivity to be around, let's say, $2 around this line below. I just click on touch, which means that's when the alert will trigger, whenever the price touches this purple zone. And I want to know, let's say on the 10-minute chart, how that's looking. I can then change this to, let's say, support below. I can make a note, cover short here or whatever type of trade you're making. And then you can go in and choose, let's say, 10 days. Whenever 10 days is up, the alert will expire and you'd have to make a new one. Or if you wanted to add more time, you can do that as well, just depending on whatever time frame you're looking at and whatever plan you're on. Some plans have a 30-day expiration window, some have 90 days. So those are all different features that you can look at on trendspider.com on the pricing page and see which one may work for you. So create the alert. The alert is now created. I don't have to watch this chart anymore. I simply just get this alert on my phone or my email whenever the price gets to this area below, let's say around 364, 365, give or take a couple dollars based on the sensitivity. And then I just move on with my life and I can go do something else that doesn't involve staring at the screen all day. So this is something that's really nice and allows you to see the market in just a completely different way. So you're not having to get FOMO by looking at this stuff constantly. A lot of traders I know aren't staring at the screen all day. They're more or less setting their alerts or setting their different levels that they're watching. And then they wait until those are hit and they make a move, whether that's long or short. So you can do this alert on any type of upper indicator. So if I remove this alert, let's just remove these trend lines in general. I can go in and I can say the Bollinger Bands, right? Turn on the daily Bollinger Bands. Maybe I want to be alerted even today. If the price starts to break down through this Bollinger Band below, I can right click, create an alert at this line, take away the sensitivity here. Because if we just want to know, let's say when the price breaks through this line, we'll we'll be alerted whenever that happens. Now, the confirmation candle is also important. If we wanted to be alerted when the confirmation candle was a daily chart, that means the daily candle needs to close before we get that alert. If we go to a lower time frame, let's say the 10 minute, that means that whenever the 10 minute time frame closes through this line, you'll be alerted. So you can essentially have this longer term time frame chart still having these intraday price action type of moves. So this is something that's really nice and allows you to see things just in a completely different perspective, and really just makes that whole process of watching the markets more efficient. So you can go in, you could go and make this however long you want it to expire for, create the alert, and the alert's created, and you'll see here that there is no purple area because we just did a breakthrough here. So you can see that the alert is shown up here. This is back in September, but you know, if I zoom in, you won't be able to see the alert, but if you zoom back, you'll see that it is an active alert right here. So this, as I mentioned, is on any time frame down to 10 minutes. Let's say that you go to a shorter term time frame, maybe the 1 hour chart, you would be able to go and say, you know, create an alert on with the confirmation of 5 minutes. So the lowest time frame candle you can get an alert on is 5 minutes. And from there, you're able to get an idea of you know, what's going on from this perspective of a shorter term time frame and still have the 1 hour chart up, even though you're getting the alert on the 5 minute chart. So any upper indicator, Fibonacci levels, trend lines that we went over, moving averages. Now, a lot of people use lower indicators as well. Upper indicators are anything that acts with price action. You know, let's say that you are looking at a particular stock and you want to, you know, be alerted when it gets anywhere near a lower indicator setup. So let's say the MACD. MACD is definitely looking a little rough right now on the 1 hour chart. And then, you know, let's say that you also wanted to look at maybe the 30 minute MACD as well. So on a lower time frame, you've got your 1 hour. If you click on MTFA and then you go down to, let's say, upper. So let's say you want to look at the 90 minute chart and see what the 90 minute MACD looks like. You can see that this secondary time frame pops up. You click on 90 minutes and you'll see that, you know, this secondary time frame is showing here. So this allows you to really see what's going on when you're looking at a one time frame but want to see another time frame, so you're not having to go in and have a split chart. A split chart, what I mean by that is just having two charts open like this. And let's say you want to have the 90 minute MACD on the right, you can just overlay that 90 minute MACD on the 1 hour chart, so you don't have to have two of those screens open at once. So kind of an efficiency in optimizing the entire process here. And then from here, you can create alerts on even a MACD. So let's say we go back to the daily, and you can't create the sensitivity alerts on the MACD. You can create something called a multi-factor alert. So let's just turn off MTFA here. And what we can do is we can go to the MACD. Let's maybe add the Williams percent range and maybe the RSI. So what you can do now is you can essentially go in and say, all right, well, I want to know when the RSI breaks down through 30. I want to know when the percent range breaks down through negative 98. And I want to know when the MACD crosses down through zero. You can go in and create this multi-factor alert, and you don't need to have any type of coding experience or any type of scripting language that you know. It's all on the platform in Boolean algebra. So if we went and said possible continuation or maybe bottom, who knows, maybe that those are your conditions for a market bottom. You go in, create the alert, make a note, choose your expiration like we did on the last one. You can choose your trigger, and then you can put parameter, condition, and let's say, you know, the daily indicator, and we do MACD crossed down through the constant level of zero. And then we also said the daily indicator RSI 10 crossed down through, let's say, the constant level of 30. And then the R or the percent range daily indicator, Williams percent range crossed down through negative 98. This is just one example using lower indicators. Maybe you also wanted to know when, you know, add another daily condition where you have a bearish engulfing candle. You could easily make a candlestick pattern as part of the condition as well. So this is something that we do have on the pattern recognition side, both visually. So, you know, if you wanted to go in and train your eye what a bullish engulfing candle looks like, you would just go and you would go to the patterns button here, and we'll do that in a second, and you'll see it visually. But you can also put this in the scanner, so you could scan for a MACD cross. You could scan for a bullish engulfing candle or bearish Irish Engulfing Candle, and we'll go over that shortly. But in this case, we have the MACD doing its thing, RSI and Williams percent range. And maybe you haven't seen this type of condition criteria before, and you want to test it out as a back test before you go in and actually make a trade based on this. You can test this strategy at, let's say, as an entry condition on the short side of things. So maybe we want to know after 15 days, what's the average return? We can make this a short position. And then you're able to change the time frame to daily, since that's what we're on. And you can see that this has actually never happened before. MACD doing all of these three things at once. So you may be making a signal or an alert that's never even happened before. Maybe you simply want to make it a little less narrow and just simply know whenever the MACD crosses down through zero, what's the return after 15 trading days? You could go in and do that. And you could see over 15 days, the average return is -1.53%. So this really allows you to see, you know, is this new strategy I built, is it even worth taking a trade on? And it's a lot easier to learn these statistics before you jump in the trade rather than after. And then you learn that, okay, maybe this wasn't the best signal to go off of. The performance chart is also something really important. It allows you to see how has your particular strategy done. And honestly, this is the short side of things. So -1.53% means we actually were up after 15 days. So you can see here that, even though it looks like the MACD crossing below zero is a bearish thing, it's telling us right here that if you made that short position, you'd be down on the short, meaning that this actually may be a bottoming area when that crosses below the zero line. So the performance chart, though, is the big thing to look at. If you're not beating buy and hold, so for asset performance, the second number is just if you bought and held SPY over the last 12 years, you'd be up 346%. So what you really want is you want your strategy, this first number, to be higher than this number. Because if it's not, there's no point in trading. You might as well just buy and hold the stock rather than waiting and seeing, you know, if there's a specific type of edge you're getting using this. So in this case, you can see here, let's go to the monthly chart, and maybe we wanted to see how is after five green candles in a row, how does this usually play out on the week, on the monthly side? So we had these five green candles in a row here, and you can see here, I can just reset this and I can make this the monthly chart, and let's reset it again. And maybe my condition is after 12 months, what's the return? And I'm simply just looking at the candlestick pattern, five green candles in a row, which was five green candles right here. So the back tester is going to take the trade here. And so if we go and we test this out, even though it looks like anytime you have five green candles in a row like this, it's generally, you know, not a good sign. It actually shows you if we go to a long position over 12 months, about a year, the average return is 13.35%. So even though it looks like we were really overextended, you know, if we do, let's say that we entered here, you know, we're still going to be up, at least based on this back test, somewhere, let's say around here within a year. We've already moved up quite a bit. This is a pretty interesting market we're in. So, you know, maybe we pull back and then continue up and we're stuck right around 375 within a year. At least that's what the mean trade return tells us, is within that 12 month period, there's about a 13.3% average return. So this allows you to really see candlestick patterns tested out. You can see this on the chart. So anytime that this particular condition has been met, you're able to see this here. And it's something that's, it's really nice to be able to see, you know, when the system took these entries and these exits. So that is the back tester. You can use these same types of conditions on the market scanner as well. So the market scanner is something that allows you to scan the conditions that we just tested for. So whatever condition you can come up with. So maybe, you know, it is the 29th of January today. So that means that the monthly candle is going to close today. And maybe I want to see what the current candles look like before the month closes. I could go in and say, what does the S&P 500 look like for potentially monthly bearish engulfing candles? And you'd go in engulfing bearish. So any candle that's currently showing a bearish engulfing candle is showing up right here on the scan. And I can click on these and I can see these different types of setups here. So, you know, there's quite a bit of stocks that are showing some really ugly price action here. And, you know, it's something that something worth noting before the market closes. Because a lot of the time, if you're using a scanner, you have to wait until the market actually closes, where this is really allowing you to see this before the market closes. And obviously, you still have to, you know, remember that the day isn't over yet and the month of January still has a couple more hours of trading. But you know, we're pretty much done for the month. month. You know, all of these candles are likely not going to have some crazy spike back up and not be a bearish engulfing with a couple hours left on the monthly chart. So you can see there's quite a few here. This is airing on Thursday, I think the 5th. So, you know, we'll see what happens going into next week. But, you know, there are some really ugly candles going into the next couple weeks, maybe even months here. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. But the current candle is something that's really unique on the platform, and it allows you to see these things before they are actually closing on the chart. And you could do this with the candlestick pattern. You could do this, maybe you want to look at MACD crosses on the monthly chart that are currently showing, oops, I did candlestick pattern. So we go to add parameter, condition, monthly indicator, MACD crossed down through the monthly signal. So that's pretty much just a MACD bear cross that I just created. And let's see in this case. So if I turn on the MACD, you can see here, let's see, MA. So MA is crossing here, is this MasterCard, is crossing here down on the MACD, but the month isn't over yet. But at this point, with a couple hours left, we're pretty confident that this MACD is going to close as a bearish setup. So maybe that you take the trade based on that. So all in all, this allows us to really see things in a new perspective. So you're not having to wait until the candle closes and you're scanning when everybody else is scanning. You're able to scan a little before the market closes for that particular time frame. I wouldn't use, oops, I have an alert triggering right now on SPY. So that's kind of interesting. Let's go to SPY and see what's going on here on the monthly bull or the Bollinger Band side of things. I think that's what it was looking at. So I think we were on maybe what, the 30 minute or the 90 minute here. Whatever alert we just created with that Bollinger Band, you know, we've broken down through this area and, you know, the market continues to just sell off big time. This is not looking good. So, you know, this allows you to see things in a real time view. As you can see, the market's open right now and you're getting these alerts real time. When you're on the platform, it's going off in the top right corner, but it's also going to go off on my phone. It's going to go off on my email. I just received a text message right now about that. So this allows you to stay in the game without having to be in front of the chart. If you are on the chart, you will get that really loud beeping noise though. Going back though to the MACD, you know, all of these are things that have already pretty much formed for the month, but this is not something I would use on, you know, on February 2nd, because there's still 26, whatever X amount of days are left on, you know, the day that this presentation comes out. You probably don't want to do that because there's still so much price action to evolve. You want to look at these things right when the monthly candle or the daily candle are closing, not when there's a lot of time left, and what you're seeing now may completely change by the time that time frame is actually closed. And I'll mention here the patterns button. So you can see here these different patterns come up. So we have a library of patterns. Let's say that you wanted to look for engulfing candles. You click apply and you'll see all of these different engulfing candles then show up on the chart. So these are bullish engulfing candles. These are hammers. That's also something that's turned on right now, but you can see this is a bearish engulfing candle. So definitely some interesting stuff, you know, looking at these things going into the learning side of things, right? Like there's seasoned traders that use this platform, but there's also people who use the platform just to learn and have an educational perspective and train their eye to see, okay, this is a bullish engulfing candle. This is, you know, a bearish engulfing candle, whatever the case is, you know, you can go and see this without having to necessarily be, you know, a professional trader. This can easily just be an educational tool as well for you as a newer trader trying to train your eye on some of this stuff. So in this case, you can really get an idea of what's going on in the market, but also train yourself use this as an educational platform. Going on to some of the other things that we have on the platform, seasonality is something that's really, really interesting. So seasonality, let's go back to maybe the monthly chart. MKC, let's just go back to SPY. So we've got this pretty ugly setup here on the monthly chart for SPY. And if we go to the sidebar here, top right next to my name, click on it, go to show sidebar. I already have the seasonality tool pulled up, but if you did want to pull up a different widget, you just go to add or remove widgets, add new widget here, and they're all right here. So in this case, I just click seasonality and that's why it's there. And maybe I want to know since 2010, and I'm choosing 2010 because that's pretty much when the new bull market started. So, you know, since the financial crisis. So maybe since 2010 is what I want to look back to see how has each month performed. So in this case, you'll see, at least since 2010 for SPY, February February actually is a relatively strong month over the last 10 years with this 73% win rate. You only have a 50% win rate for January, so a much lower win rate. And what I mean by win rate is it's just a function of how many times has this closed green over the last 10 years versus December. So 50% of the time, January's closed green versus December, and then 50% of the time it's closed red since that previous month. February, though, does have a spike in seasonality here for win rates. So who knows? Maybe this is a really ugly setup on the chart, but then we go and we see that February ends up being a new high here and we just continue up. It's really hard to say what's going to happen, but seasonality allows you to pair your charting with the seasonal trends and that type of thing. So you could do this with the monthly chart. Let's say we go, Apple's a good example of this here. Horrible day for Apple. Let's turn on the daily chart. And you'll see that, you know, it's a really ugly day for Apple here. But if we go to the day of the week, and let's say we want to know how has each day of the week performed since maybe April of 2020, which is pretty much when the bottom happened in the pretty much across the board. Friday only has a 38% win rate. So not only are we seeing a pretty ugly technical setup yesterday, but going into today, it was a really ugly win rate here. Only 38% of the time do Fridays close green over the last almost year since we bottomed out in the markets. So this is something that really allows us to see things from that charting and the seasonal perspective, not only on the monthly, but on the day of the week. You could even go down to the hour of the day here. So it's something that really just gives a new light into the technicals, but also allows you to see some of that seasonal stuff too. And then here, you know, maybe we want to just turn on the auto trends. Let's update it. I'm just curious what it's finding right now. And we've got this this trend line below. You know, I just double click, turn off trends. And, you know, this is a pretty obvious line that I didn't have to go and try to find. I just turned on trends and I saw that this was definitely a line that's been a level to watch in the past. And who knows, this would be kind of judgment day in the next couple days. Right click, create an alert at this line. And then you can increase or decrease your sensitivity here. And you can be alerted when price action gets near there. So that's something that's really nice as well. You can see hour of the day. You know, maybe you want to see for January, how is each hour of the day performed? So you're looking at more of maybe just this month, you can do that as well. So a lot of different ways you can use the seasonality tool, whether you're a swing trader, day trader, scalper, all of these different things. So definitely check this out. It's something that I use all the time. Now, the next thing I want to go over is something called the raindrop chart. The raindrop chart is essentially a volume-based chart. It allows you to see the volume flow and the volume profile of a candle without having to look at the 2-minute or the 5-minute chart. You're able to see all of this by essentially going in and looking at the raindrop for a particular day. And the raindrop is a mix of a typical price bar looking setup. So generally with a price bar, your left bar is your open, your right bar is your closed. For the raindrop, your left bar is the volume weighted average price for the first half of the day or the first half of the time frame you're looking at. Then the right bar is the second half. And you can see here that we've got the right bar is higher than the left bar. So it's green. Just like if you had your open higher than your close, it's going to be green as well. The second part of this candle is the volume profile overlaid onto the chart. So you can see where was volume being absorbed by buyers. And that's kind of what the raindrop's telling us. It's not telling us about, oh, buying volume or selling volume. It's just telling us where have buyers stepped in to absorb supply within a particular stock or on a chart. So there's three different types of colors. You have the bullish raindrop, you have the neutral raindrop or the blue raindrop, purple raindrop, whatever you want to call it. And then you have the bearish raindrop. That's just the opposite of the bullish. So your view after in the second half of the candle you're looking at is lower than the first half of that candle. So these are the three different colors that you can choose from. Now there's three main types of ways to use a raindrop chart. Looking at volume flow within candlestick wicks is a big one. So a lot of people look at candlestick wicks and they think that it's because sellers came in and pushed the price down, but you can actually just have a drop in price because let's say you have really aggressive buyers during the day, they stop buying, that demand isn't there anymore and the price is able to drop simply because the demand dropped, not because sellers came in. So we'll go over an example of this here in a second. The volume flow around resistance and support zones goes with the candlestick wicks. Generally, if you have a candlestick wick around resistance or support, that's something to keep in mind when you're looking at these things. So especially if you have a wick through resistance, you want to see what's going on within that wick at the resistance line. Is there conviction by buyers? Is there not? And then the last one is looking for discrepancies between candle colors and raindrop colors. So let's say you have a red candle, but a green raindrop. That's definitely worth noting. So here's an example here on, let's say, Spotify. We have this resistance resistance line here from a few months back. You can see that we closed below this red line, but we did break through it intraday to show this wick here. So what I do is I split the chart. I see the hollow candlestick on the left, and then I switch my chart type to raindrop on the right. Let's just get rid of this seasonality here. And you'll be able to see these are clearly the same two candles. They have the same yellow highlight, same arrow here. And what we can see within this wick is pretty much just flat. This is all flat, which tells me that there was no buying volume being absorbed, there's no volume being absorbed by buyers. And remember, buying volume and selling volume, it's hard to say that there's buying volume or selling volume when there's a participant on each side. If I want to go buy shares, somebody has to sell those shares to me. It's how much conviction do I have as a buyer to step in and just say, all right, I want to order these, I want to make this order go through at the market. That shows conviction, and that shows that I'm absorbing that supply at a area above. In this case, we don't have that. It's flat. So we know that there wasn't a lot of conviction by buyers up here. And then we had a nice continuation down. So this is a way to kind of confirm what you're seeing with the hollow candle by looking at the raindrop. Another one is Lowe's. So Lowe's is an example here, pretty much the same exact example. We have this diagonal resistance. We have a close below the resistance line, but we have this wick through it. But you can see here, you've got this volume within this wick. So you essentially can tell it's the opposite of what we just went over. Instead of there being no conviction by buyers, there's a lot of buying conviction up here. And this goes back to what I mentioned about these market orders, these aggressive buyers during the day. If you have a wick through this resistance line, then you know that, price was able to penetrate this line, but we know probably what happened. Instead of sellers coming in towards the end of the day, what likely happened was you had some really aggressive buyers that were buying up all of that supply at the top of the range shown by this bulge in volume. And then once they were done buying for the day, the price was able to drop simply because the demand curve shifted back over, quantity demanded decreased, but supply remained the same. So that's how you're able to get that drop in price. So a lot of people think that prices have to go up because buyers come in. A lot of people think price has to drop because sellers come in, but maybe price is simply dropping because there are no buyers and the price has to drop in order to find buyers. Maybe there's not an increase in sellers. It's just that there's no demand and the price is dropping because there are no buyers. So that is definitely a new perspective to think about when you're looking at these raindrops, is buying volume versus selling volume, that type of thing. Anytime you see, let's say, a red hollow candle like this, even though it is a hollow candle, that generally tells me that, there's conviction by buyers. But even though we know it closed red for the day, and then we have this green raindrop. So anytime you see a discrepancy like this, it's worth definitely keeping an eye on into the day or the coming days. So you can see here, we had this down day, except we had a green raindrop and a nice continuation for a couple days. Home Depot is another good example of this. Here we had this red candle, still a pretty solid candle, but we were able to confirm that by showing that this was a green candle here. Same thing here, and on September 24th, we had this red candle, but it ended up being a green raindrop. So anytime you see that discrepancy, it's kind of like a new form of looking for divergence. And that's something that's really powerful as well. The next thing that I'll go over is something called the anchored volume by price and the anchored volume weighted average price. The anchored volume weighted average price was created by Brian Shannon. And this allows us to see from a specific point in time, how is an average price kind of visualized? So maybe we want to know, since we bottomed out here on January 6th for Google, what is the VWAP, what is the volume weighted average price since this particular point in time when probably a lot of people capitulated before the next move up? Right click, create an anchored VWAP. So let's do that one more time. Right click, create Alpha Trends anchored VWAP here. And then you'll see what's happening today on Google. We're bouncing right at this anchored VWAP, and likely not because buyers are stepping in, but remember, the average price per share paid since we bottomed on January 6th is right around $1,815. So way up here at $1,900, there's a lot of people holding out a profit. But as the price gets back down to that average price per share paid, everybody's back to break even, and you have a supply side drying up because there's no more people to sell at a profit. So everybody's back to break even, and they just don't sell as much as they would be if they had profit margins to work with. So that's the anchored volume weighted average price. We also have the anchored volume by price. If I go in here and I can move this. So the volume profile is not something that's that unique on the platform, but being able to visually say, all right, I want to know since this bottom here, what's the volume, volume distribution throughout the different prices that we've seen. You can see here that there's literally no volume here. So we're in this kind of void void of volume where there's not a lot of liquidity here. And, you know, generally your anchored VWAP is going to be your first area, your average price per share paid. But generally what happens is the price will drop through what I call a volume gap to this next level. I mean, let's call this break-even demand, because now all of these shares that really came in and loaded up on Google back at 1700, they're now going to be back to break-even once we get to around 1780. So this really allows you to visualize supply and demand zones better. Anytime the price is below a specific area, let's say up here, this is going to act as break-even supply. Because right now, let's say you bought at 1900 and now the price is at 1815. Once you get back up to this area, you're back to break-even. And a lot of people are going to sell their shares and it's going to be break-even supply because those shares are now break-even and they want to sell out and move on to maybe something else. So anytime the price is below one of these shelves, it's called break-even supply. Anytime the price is below above one of these shelves, the shelf is then break-even demand, because these shares that initially were coming in and demanding essentially shares and the price moved up, they're now back to break-even, and that's why we're calling it break-even demand. So remember, you don't always have to have prices bouncing because it's a demand zone, buyers are coming in. It could simply just be an area where, you know, these shares are now back to break-even. So keep that in mind when thinking about supply and demand in the market. It's not always as one-sided as a lot of people think. The last thing that I'll touch on here is what's called the analyst estimates bar. So if we remove the seasonality and we pull up what's called the analyst estimates, we can click done. And you can actually see over a specific point in time for Google, all of these different analysts have buy ratings. There's not one sell rating on Google right now. And so you're able to see the analyst side of this as well. Something that's not really technical, you can make technical by going to events, turning that on, and you can see analyst estimates here. So if I go and I highlight all of these different areas and we zoom out, you'll see these different buy ratings start to show up on the bottom of the chart. So you can kind of see, all right, well, we had a lot of buy ratings come in on October 30th of 2020. And look, I mean, these analysts were pretty much right on the money. We continued up after that. We're pulling back now, but that's the market. You can't just go straight up. So this allows you to see, you know, maybe let's say on Tesla, right? Tesla's a good example of this, where maybe we go to the monthly chart and you'll see, you know, there were a ton of people saying you should sell Tesla in August of 2020 when we were at $480. And that's obviously after the split. Now we're at 798. So we know all of these analysts were completely wrong here. And, you know, maybe it invalidates them a little bit. And you're like, okay, maybe Adam Jonas from Morgan Stanley doesn't know what he's talking about, because the price is up, you know, well over 50% from when he came out with that rating. So there's just a lot of different things you can use on the platform, both technical, fundamental. We're adding more things by the month. So this is definitely something that we continue to improve on every month and do updates. And we have a lot of stuff still coming. So if anybody wants to try this out, you can go and you can get a free trial. But you can also use MW25, which is good for 25% off any plan. So if you wanted to do an annual plan, which is 12 months, not only would you get the discounted price by buying an annual plan versus a monthly plan, but you'll also get 25% off of that as well. You can also do a monthly plan. So you're just not going to get that same type of discount. You'll still get 25% off, but if you go with a yearly plan, you get a little bit of an extra discount just the way the pricing is. So you can go to trendspider.com/pricing to check those out. And then if you decide that a plan you wanted to check out is on that page, you just click on it. You can start your free trial and then you can put your coupon code in there. So if you decide to move forward after 7 days, you're able to go in and lock that in. So once again, that is MW25. And if anybody has any questions, you can reach out to our customer success team, hello@trendspider.com. And if you have any further questions, we do have our Twitter DMs open. So @trendspider, if you did have a question and you didn't want to send an email, we do check our direct messages quite often as well. So hopefully this presentation was helpful, understanding a little bit about TrendSpider and what we offer on the platform, both for technical traders, but also seasonal traders, traders who are really looking at analyst estimates as a function of their trading. We have all of that type of thing. We also have the alert system, so you can go in and create these alerts so you don't have to stare at the chart all day. And that makes life a little easier when looking at the markets. So all in all, really appreciate everybody's time. I will hand it back over to you guys. And if you have any questions, as I mentioned, definitely check out hello@trendspider.com or our Twitter page for more info. And once again, MW25. 25 is the coupon code that you can use for 25% off any plan.